this week's Future TV Review, we have a Christmas centenary in our highlights.
Breakfast with Mark Nolan on Excite Radio.
Perhaps a little unusual, but we start this week with a commercial announcement, as I have to tell you about the honey mummy. You might well remember those immortal words being uttered by a big furry yellow giant on TV. Well, the good news is that the honey monster is back, appearing in its first TV advert for some years. He hasn't aged at all, by the way. But there's one significant difference. In an attempt to distance themselves from their dreaded S-word, our cuddly friend is now advertising Honey Monster Puffs. The S-word is sugar, by the way. The previous name of the breakfast cereal being Sugar Puffs, for those who perhaps can't remember. Whilst we're on the subject of adverts, though, you might remember The Bear and the Hare, which was last year's John Lewis Christmas TV ad. You might also remember the Channel 4 show Gogglebox showed us the families trying to guess what the ad was for. Well, this year, John Lewis has signed a deal with Channel 4 to incorporate Gogglebox into this year's campaign. The details, of course, are shrouded in secrecy for now, but it will certainly be memorable. One more ad-based feature, then we'll move on to the real TV shows, I promise you. But supermarket chain Waitrose has launched its Christmas campaign by asking members of the public and its staff to lend their voices to its seasonal advertising campaign. Dolly Parton's song Try is the chosen festive song, which will also be released as a charity single, with all the proceeds being split between three UK charities: Age UK, Great Ormond Street Hospital Children's Charity, and food bank operator The Trussell Trust. If you dare to take part, search Google for Waitrose Donate Your Voice. So try to be the first one up the mountain, and try to be the first to touch the sky. I did say that was the end of the adverts overview, but I did lie a little bit, because we couldn't ignore the fact that Sainsbury's Christmas campaign is to focus on the famous football match between British and German forces in December of 1914 to mark the event's 100-year anniversary, keeping history alive, albeit for commercial reasons. Now back to the real TV, and with more focus towards the event of World War One, the BBC will be showing a powerful five-part drama which sees the conflict unfold through the eyes of two very ordinary young men. Written by Life on Mars writer Tony Jordan, the series is part of BBC's programming to mark the centenary of World War One. Paddy Gibson and Jack Lowden star as Thomas and Michael, two young men for whom the war has little mercy, no matter which side they might be fighting for. Over five chronological years, The Passing Bells follows their lives as they grow up, lose friends, and find love amid the horrors of war. Back home, their families and loved ones anxiously await news from the front. The BBC has also announced an impressive cast, including Peter Mullen, Gary Lewis, Sharon Small, Christian Cook, and Charlotte Spencer, for a new drama, Stonemouth, a two-part dramatisation of acclaimed author Ian Banks' novel made by BBC Scotland and Slate North, which starts shooting in Scotland this month. It will air on BBC One and BBC Two in 2015. The first TV adaptation of Banks' work since his death in 2013, Stonemouth is a rite of passage tale delving into love, loyalty and vengeance, focusing on the character of Stuart Gilmore, played by Christian Cook, who returns to the fictional village of Stonemouth for his best friend's funeral. Run out of town a year earlier by girlfriend Ellie Merston's criminal family, Stuart is forced to face up to his own past whilst uncovering the sinister truth behind his friend's apparent suicide. On a lighter note, Sir Michael Gambon has been confirmed as the voice of the eponymously vengeful robot in E4's brand new hidden camera show, Bad Robots. The six-part comedy series, due to air on E4 in early November, takes a compelling look at our increased reliance on machines and continued exasperation with them, using new technology to create hilariously infuriating situations and computer-generated pranks. A host of demonic robots, from argumentative vending machines to patently biased pub quiz machines, abusive electronic road signs, and a spray tan booth that loves to spray you, but not in the colour that you want. They're all intent on giving their human users a really hard time. From the world of music, ITV has announced A Night with Olly Murs, a brand new one-off musical extravaganza with the award-winning singer. In the show, Olly will be performing some of his best-known hits, such as Dear Darling and Heart Skips a Beat, as well as more recent material from his new album, Never Been Better, including the new single, Wrapped Up. Much like previous shows, he'll also be giving an insight into the real Olly Murs, answering questions from a star-studded audience. And if you're looking for a musical day out, and you happen to be in Newport, then Catherine Jenkins OBE is set to ensure that Christmas will be coming early as BBC Wales' star-studded seasonal concert, The Really Welsh Christmas Show, is staged at the Newport Centre, recording on the 13th and the 14th of November, with free tickets available now from the Newport Centre. The event will also become the focus of Wales in the annual spectacular entertainment and fundraising show for the BBC, Children in Need. And chat show fans might be pleased to know that ITV has confirmed a new exclusivity deal with Jonathan Ross, which means two more series of The Jonathan Ross Show for 2015 and a Christmas special next year, which concludes this update and neatly brings us back to both 2015 and Christmas, exactly where we began on this week's update. However, we must end on a rather sad note, as this week, a generation of Fraggle Rock fans mourned the death of Gerard Park, a 90-year-old Canadian actor of Irish origin who played Doc in the popular show, the only human in the Jim Henson series, which ran for five seasons in the 80s. Doc, you might remember, appeared in his workshop, accompanied by his trusty dog Sprocket, telling a story that served to initiate the action within the scene that was, at once, the single point of connection from the world of the Fraggles to the world of mankind. Deeply missed, both the show and actor Gerard Parks, who died last week.
Rag? Oh, you want me to make a hole with the awl? Oh. Well, what is it? Rag? Awl. Rag, all, rag, all, rag, all, rag, all, rag, all, rag, all, rag, I don't know why, God, I can't get it, Sprocket. Oh, don't get into a gaggle.
Fraggle Rock.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.